it's obvious in these recommendations what services that police are going to receive. We work hard. We've lost funding over the years, grant funding through federal resources. We have less money to try to put additional manpower and resources in areas where crime seems to be high. And this isn't just in the major metropolitan areas. This is in the rural areas also. The study provides for that. This proposal provides for that. It provides for funding, for grant funding, for us to be able to do some things, overtime funding, technology, to purchase technology and things like that, which are critical for us to be able to do our job. And in some ways, funding is dwindling. Are hard to come by. But if you look at the proposal overall, the whole proposal benefits law enforcement. If you look at the mental health proposal and the addition of beds, which has been a critical, critical need to support law enforcement when we deal with people that don't need to be in jail but need those services and we can't find beds for them. Huge, huge component of this that will benefit law enforcement and help keep these communities safe, because many of these people do not need to be in jail. They don't need to be, definitely don't need to be in prison. They need services. You know, identifying those people that really, really need those services coming out of prison, keeping track of them does two things. One, it helps identify if they're reoffending and need to go back. And that needs to be done. The biggest part of that is helping people coming out of jail, because those services, in many cases, they don't know how to get those services, and they need somebody to work with them, to provide them the assistance to find agencies, to find jobs that will support them. All of that goes to reducing crime. Every bit of that goes to helping law enforcement, and that's why I really support this bill, and I think most chiefs across the state do.